Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and happy, happy Monday. How are you today? So, oh my goodness, we are so near the end, hopefully. All my intel, if you will, guidance from above, tells me we are really, really coming close or nearing the end of this stuff that's been going on. Now, if you listen to my show all the time, and I hope you do, I really do, a couple of weeks back, probably near the beginning of April, end of March, I said, you know, in about 2 weeks, by the 14th, the truth is going to start to come out. And by the 1st, people will know. Like, I don't remember the exact verbiage when I'm channeling. I don't remember. But right around that the 14th, so much information was being flooded out there. Right? And I was like, ooh, they are good. Because sometimes, like, you might not know this, I'm going to share a little secret with you. Sometimes things come out of my mouth and I'm like, God, I hope that's true. Like, seriously, because I'm just like you. I'm a spirit in a physical body trying to muddle through this, you know, world, trying to figure it all out just like you. It's not like I wake up in the morning and my Swami panties tell me everything that's going to happen. It doesn't happen like that for me or you. So I will tell you that the intel moving forward, and I just, you know, again, just trusting and having faith, and all that we know in here is follow your intuition on this, do your research, follow the facts, the real facts. Look at agendas, and for the love of all that is, for the love of all that is, listen to your true gut. Block out everything else, and listen to the feeling. Feel the feeling of it. I could talk for hours on this, and we all know, okay, we all know, not going to talk about politics per se, but we all know everybody in office has an agenda. I don't care, red, blue, right, left, I don't care. They have an agenda. Their seats are paid for. This is how they get elected, okay? That is the way it is. That's life, and I don't want to get into that. But when people have an agenda, who are they working for? You, my beautiful, brilliant, beautiful little souls, get out of their energetic stream. Get out of their process. because their agenda and your agenda are completely different. And when I use the word agenda, don't think of it as it could be negative, it could be positive, it could be whatever. But they have a direction that they're going and an outcome that they want. And that might not be, if you remove yourself, find out what is the outcome that you want. What outcome do you want? Anything that makes you this afraid, anything that is propagandized this much to cause this much fear, oh, my dear child, my beautiful, brilliant child, you are not listening to the love inside of you then. You are not connecting with your source at that point. You have gone so far astray in your thinking. And that's what they mean when they say you have moved to the dark side, because you are no longer in the light and the knowing and the seeing of what is real. You're buying into somebody else's path, agenda. And the most important thing for you to do is, and I know people will say, oh, you can't just turn off the news. You can't block this out. I know, I've tried. It's on every commercial, YouTube, and it's everywhere. Oh my God, it's just everywhere. But you have to get into the light. You have to. Now, by mid-month, next month, we should see quite a difference in the way the world is working. For the better, I might add. Now, I want to go directly into this, because here's something that is, it either shoots you off or it paralyzes you. And it's so important for you to be shooting off, for you to be flying. And when we are in that space that is knowing what we want, knowing we can have what we want, knowing it's attainable, not thinking about what if, well, what about the other what if? What if it all goes well? What if it all works out? What if it's amazing and this is what you're supposed to do, because it's in your head, it's in your heart. That's where you're going to project to. Whatever is in your head, and more importantly, whatever is in your heart, is the direction you are going to go. Now, let me add something that so many don't add to the equation. What do you believe is possible for you? What do you truly believe is possible for you? And what do you believe you deserve? Now there's, oh my God, that is the money question. That, now you might think on the surface, well, I deserve a good man, but do you believe a good man is possible? Or woman. I deserve millions of dollars. Oh, but that makes me greedy. Oh, but then I'd have to give and do and put it here and add to this charity and do that and do this and do that. It's gone. And now I'm in debt. Because I felt like I got this and I had to give it all away because I got it. Or you feel so guilty getting it. It's okay. And a lot of us are taught this in our childhood. Everybody needs money to survive, right? We do. We need money to survive. And some of us go to college and we have the expectation, we're told we're going to make this much money. Okay, so we think that's the appropriate amount of money to make, right? We're programmed into that. This is how much nurses make. This is how much doctors make. This is how much attorneys can make. This is how much an accountant can make, okay? But wherever your level is where you're going to land in that paradigm. Now, if you go beyond that, what happens to you? Do you bring yourself down by your spending? Do you always make sure you have the same amount of money left in the bank at the end of the week, the month, the day? Because that's your comfort zone, right? So some people are out there making $200,000 a year. Yep. And guess what? They're spending $250,000 a year. They are. And you might be saying, how? It's easy. More money, bigger house, better car, more insurance, more bills, better clothes. It just every time you notch up, everything around you notches up too, right? But let's go back to the belief of it all. What do you believe? What do you intend for your life? And do you believe, if I were to ask you three questions right now and fill in the blank, money is, what's the first word that comes to your mind when I say money is? And it might be difficult to struggle. Okay, that's your belief system, evil, bad. That's your belief system, and that's where we got to get out of. And it's okay to have this much money, but it's not okay to have this much money. Even if you work here to bring in, let's just say $500,000, and you're working 16 to 18 hours a day to bring in $500,000 a year, you're working. Some people have a tremendous amount of judgment about that amount of money when they say, oh, somebody has this much money. Oh, that's just greed. Is it? No. No. And let me tell you something. That's a belief system. Both people have a belief system, and those two belief systems are completely different. One person has a prosperity belief system with no limit. The other has a limitation belief system. And why is it okay to make $50,000 but not $5 million? Why is it okay to have $100,000 but not $100 million? Think about that. Just calm yourself and don't go to all your narratives and your program statements, because the world needs, that's the world's belief system. Money can't change a belief system or a dynamic. Changing a belief changes the system. Okay, I hope you're sticking with me on this. I do. I hope you're all getting this. I hope it's, and let me tell you, it's not only money. I use money because that's the easiest thing for people to understand. And I've said this before, I'm going to say it again right now. Two people with the same education, maybe different schools, same education, starting the same job, two different pays. Why? Because one of them believes this is what they're worth. The other one believes that's what they're worth. And it happens at the same company. Same company, two new people starting, two different pay structures. It's all in your belief and what you believe you deserve and what you're willing to accept. Now, we all say, I want to make this much. I want to make this much. And then they offer us lower and we say, okay, because we're desperate. Or okay, because we believe we'll get more. Let's go take this belief system thing into relationships, because relationships are everything, right? These are the people we spend the most amount of time with. And we're so programmed by our childhood dynamics of what a marriage or what a household or with our siblings, what that relationship was like. So then that tells us how we're supposed to be in relationships for the rest of our life. But then we meet somebody grew up in a completely different dynamic, and guess what? There we are struggling. And we don't believe, most of us might not believe, that guy that we really want is out there. And we're tripping over ourselves to prove it. You can have the most amazing man in your life, and because you're afraid the past is going to repeat itself, the only thing you're looking for are those little bitty things that are showing you, yep, there it is. Or as they say in the song, whoop, there it is. Shakalaka, shakalaka. Okay, enough of that. But if you change your beliefs, if you heal all of these programs that are so imprinted within us, we can be in this place of divinity where everything flows. And you know what happens at that point? The amount of money you have doesn't matter because you're in this place where you know it's never-ending stream. I mean, they print money like the ocean flows every single day, literally. There are billions of people on this planet, and we can't find one we can get along with? Come on, that's not about anything except for what's going on inside of us. Seriously, it's time to change those beliefs. It's time to get into every time you have that belief that is limiting about a partner, a job, finances, you need to catch that and follow it back to its root and say, okay, that might have been true in 1970. It's not true now. That might have been true for my parents. It's not true for me. That might have been true for my great-grandparents. It's not true for me. And I'm going to tell you something. What your parents taught you, the dynamic you grew up in with your parents, came from their parents, which came from their parents. And a lot of that came from the Great Depression. Yeah, that's what we're working from, those beliefs, okay? So it's time to change them. This world that we're in today is not the same as the world we were in 10 years ago. It's not the same as the world we grew up in. And it's definitely not the same as the world your parents grew up in. Look at every day a new rapper becomes a millionaire. Or a new singer, right? Why does one singer become a sensation and another one who is just as talented, maybe even more talented, not? Belief system. It's a belief. It's not connections. Because let me tell you, when you're ready, it pops. It pops. When you're ready, it just pops. But if you're not ready and it pops, it dissolves, right? That's why we have one-hit wonders. That's why. So having said all of that, thank you for being in that space with me and hearing those words with me, and I hope they resonate with you, and I hope they make a difference in your life, and I hope that they help you to see where you can go. And what you can accomplish if you just change a few thoughts. Okay, now I'm going to go to callers. So when I call your area code, just tell me your name, where you're calling from, and have a question or a connection ready, and a direct question. So here we go to 313. There we go. Hello, 313. How are you? Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good. How are you? My name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. How you doing?
So good. So good. Thank you for
That's
calling.
Good.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining
Thank
me.
Thank you for accepting my phone call. You're welcome.
Absolutely. My pleasure. How can I help you?
Yes. I was just like any messages from my angels, loved ones, or just I just need clarity on a few situations that maybe you can tap into or whatever that comes to you.
Okay, Sherelle, since you have a few situations going on, let's pick one situation,
yeah, I do.
Your most important situation, put it in the form of a question, and let's see what they have to say to you, okay?
Well, I don't have a specific question. I just want messages. Just messages.
Okay,
maybe
well, here's the problem
come
with
through.
That, Sherelle. Because my call log is always so super booked, and I try to get to as many people. So I always like something a little bit more specific to start with. But here's what I'm going to tell you. The first thing they're saying to you is that you need to be you need to be moving forward. You've been stuck in an area for a bit of time. You've actually been stuck in a couple of areas for a bit of time. And it's time for you to just say to yourself, I'm done with dumb. Oh, I love that statement. Girl. Oh,
I'm done with
we need
dumb.
To be done. It's time to be done with dumb, right?
Yeah.
And yes. So
really, I've been
really
focusing on a work. I'm ready to work. It's just been kind of stressful lately. I'm ready to just move on. But I know during this period of time, it's hard to find work. But I've been at my place almost 4 years, and it's just, I'm tired of the drama and just everything else there. But go ahead, continue.
Okay. So you are, so like they said, you're stuck, and you need to focus on moving forward. So for you, for every single person listening and re-listening to this show, and please, if you find this helpful, re-listen and get this clearing again until it's good, until you're stuck in every area. So I'm going to say you're stuck. Mm-hmm. I go forward. We're going to clear this. Oh, and instantly, I feel energy very quickly and very intensely. So instantly, it's like a punch to my chest, and like I can barely catch my breath, and then a big puff comes out. You know, you may feel moving back and forth. You may feel pressure, lightness, tingling, whatever you feel, it's okay. But we're going to clear this now, and it will continue to clear over the day or so. I'm going to tell you, you know, you have really good things coming in, but your mind is so bogged down. Your mind is so bogged down with they want to say this in a certain way. Your mind is so bogged down with the down and out that you can't get up and out. Now, I know this might not be, I'm going to tell you this right now. I know this, if you really want to work and get out of your house and get that good energy flowing, you know, Amazon is hiring, and they are needing so many people. You don't have to stay there. Okay. That doesn't have to be your lifelong thing, but it's a good jumping point. It's a good way to get out and be productive now. There are a number of Grubhub. Everyone that's doing curbside right now needs people.
I work
they
two
need
different jobs.
Drivers.
I have two different two jobs already.
Oh, good. Now, I want to tell you, within a month's time, you are going to be in a place where you are moving Now, within a month's time, you're going to be moving forward. You're going to have some new things coming in, some exciting things coming in. You are going to feel a sense of relief tomorrow. Maybe it's from this clearing. I'm going to say it's from the clearing. And you're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You have to start to handle situations differently, okay, sweetie?
And I'm trying to. And that's the message. I'm trying to.
They know that. They know for sure. They know you're trying. So, okay, this is what they want you to do. And I give this piece of advice to everyone. Stop thinking about it as you. Stop thinking about it as you. Pretend your daughter or a daughter is sitting in front of you and they're in your shoes. You give them the advice of their next step, and then you follow it. Because for the people that we love, we know exactly what we want them to do and how we want them to do it, and we can see the whole world for them. You need to start seeing the whole world for yourself, the way you see it for those you love. Now, sit down in a chair, literally put an empty chair in front of you, and give that advice, and then follow it. Okay, love?
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. Now, I want to go straight away, and thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to go to 919. Hello, 911. I can't say it too. That's one of those area codes that's like a tongue twister. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Janet. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Oh, love, love, love North Carolina. How can I help you today?
I've lost a loved one, and I keep feeling their presence, and I just want to know if that is what is happening.
Yes. Can I get the first name and the relationship of the loved one, please?
His name is David. He is my husband.
Oh, my goodness, sweetie. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't even imagine. I can't imagine. So now I'm going to give you some messages, and if I'm wrong on any end of this, I want to make sure I have the right person. And the first thing I'm hearing is guilt. So do you have an overwhelming sense of guilt and shock and pain with this?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to start to clear that right now, because that doesn't help anybody, especially not you. It's hard enough, and you're grieving. You've been grieving and grieving, so we're going to clear that. And we're just going to let all of these negative emotions go, because what he really wants you to do is two things. He wants you to embrace your future, and I'm telling you, he's saying he knows how hard that is. He's not saying, like, you're going to wake up tomorrow and be like, doity-doy, everything's okay. We got that. We know it. But second, and most importantly, he wants you to be able to think about him without all of this pain. Do you know what I mean? Like, he wants you to be able to think about him with a smile on your face, remembering the good times, knowing everything is okay. And you can't even comprehend that right now. You can't, because you're stuck in it. You're so stuck in it. So we're going to clear this. And here's the message. I never stopped loving you. I never could. I never would. Through the good times and the bad, through the happy and the sad, through the uplifting or the easy, you were it. You were it. You were it. I wouldn't trade a moment. I would never trade a moment. And thank you for the journey. And don't succumb to this. I hope that makes sense to you.
I hope he knows how I would react to this, and I've been struggling.
Oh, and the other thing that's really important for you to know is he is always around you. He is sending you. He kind of messes with you a little bit. He wants to make you laugh a bit. So he does things that mess with you. But he also does things like, you know, if you feel your hair, you know, when you feel like your hair is like, you know, you have to grab your hair and put it down, like something's moving it or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he just wants you to know like you know like you know. When you get that feeling of my presence, I'm working really hard to get through to you and let you know I'm still with you. I love you. I will always love you. And, it's funny that this is probably because of the movie that had come out. This is their new message to me. I'm like the invisible man, but not in a creepy way. I'm always there. You just can't see me. I'm the person that is telling you, you know, it's okay, and just reassuring. And please know, he's not going anywhere anytime soon. He's going to be with you. And helping you through this and helping you navigate your way. And I really want to say again how sorry I am for your loss and how much, I can't even imagine the devastation in that. I really cannot imagine how it is to survive that.
Honestly, we found each other later in life, and, I mean, he is, honest to God, the true love of my life. I mean, he is.
Yeah,
I'm so
sorry.
He's waiting
sweetie.
For me. You know, I feel like he's waiting.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I feel like.
He is, waiting is one term, but with you is another. I mean, he'll be there when you go there. He'll be waiting. But right now, he's just with you, getting you and guiding you and making his way through this, with making your way through this. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you very much.
I would go on, but the show just ended, and so okay, unfortunately.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
I'll be back. You're welcome. I'll be back next Monday at noon.